to an experience where the only thing that I experience is complete freedom. Until I'm experiencing complete freedom, I'm not at home. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. The purpose of the course is to teach us how to tell the difference between love and fear, and when we're trying to limit ourselves and when we're going to free ourselves. So I'm limiting myself in any situation that I'm in that I don't feel complete freedom and complete love. Even though I don't know what it is. Because I know, the one thing I'm sure about complete freedom and complete love, it's absolutely 100% nothing I experienced in my past. So if you want to make sure what the real deal is, all you got to do is realize it ain't nothing you've experienced in your past. And there's nothing in your past that compares to it. So there's nothing in your past that can tell you what you're getting ready to experience. So you're getting ready to experience something completely true, because there's nothing in your past that you can use to interpret the experience. So you're getting ready to experience something that's really, really true. Because you've already lived long enough to know what love and freedom isn't.
That's for sure.
See, the way we chose to learn was we decided to learn what is by dealing with what is not. So we decided that we were going to absolutely, totally and completely give ourselves everything that's not real, so that once and for all we'll never be confused about it again. Okay? In other words, we've learned everything love isn't. It isn't anger, it isn't jealousy, it isn't attack, it isn't get, it isn't insecurity, it isn't cruelty, it isn't violence, it isn't guilt. See, we've learned that love, what love isn't. We've learned what freedom isn't. So you already know what the result would be of doing anything you've ever done before. You already know the result. You already know the result of doing your next relationship exactly like you did this one. You already know the result of your very next relationship if you know you haven't changed your mind since the last one. You could be like a psychic right now. We can predict what's going to happen in your next relationship if you haven't changed right now. I predict. I'm the great swoon potor. I predict if you don't change your mind, you're going to go through the same thing you've been going through all the time. But it don't make no difference who you do it to. If you're doing the same thing, you're going to get the same thing out of whoever you're doing it to. So if you really want to have a new reality, you have to have a new interpretation of your reality. I have to have another way of looking at it if I want to see it another way. Yeah. That means I can't take the point of view that I already have and try to fit the new thing into it. You can't take your belief system and take all the truth that you read about in here and try to fit it into your belief system before it can be true to you. Because you're going to shave away everything that's new and only be left with the thoughts that you already believed in the first place. So you wouldn't have gotten anything new. To enlarge yourself to receive something new, you have to open your mind up to thoughts you don't believe, but you're willing to hear. Because if you're going to only accept what you already believe, then you're not going to let anything new in. And you're not going to let anything new in unless you accept it's okay for you not to believe it. Does this make sense? Y'all with me on this?
Yes.
Okay. So the Holy Spirit is telling us that everything we're looking for is already in us. And the minute you see it's in you, then you get a corresponding physical replica symbol of it in your physical world for you to see and feel and experience. You have to see it within before you see it without. You look inside your mind, decide what kind of world you're going to see, then you look out and see it. Your perception is just a witness to what you believe, but it's not necessarily the truth. You're just seeing what you believe. That's all your perception can ever show you. But it won't necessarily be showing you the truth. It'll just show you what you believe. So if you believe all men are bad, you'll only see them. If you believe all women are bad, you'll only see them. But that doesn't make it the truth. So there's always more loving things surrounding you than you can see. And you don't see them because you're thinking about the past or the future. Your mind is preoccupied. You don't have time enough to see your answer. You're busy. Okay. Okay. This is a trip, man. Okay. We're going to go to the next section. This next section, I've been looking so forward to getting to this one. It's so cool. Looking within. Haven't you heard a lot about that? As long as you've been on a spiritual path, have they been telling you to look within? Not between your liver and your stomach. Here's the fun of the course. Miracles demonstrate that learning has occurred under the right guidance. The course says a miracle is us seeing anything correctly. The course says us having a correct perception is a miracle, and that's why it's called A Course in Miracles. That if you see things correctly, it's a miracle. So that's why it's called A Course in Miracles. Okay? And so he says, so when you have a correct perception, he says, which is a miracle, which is the answer. He says, you want a healing? Okay, he says, you will have a healing when your learning is demonstrating that it has occurred on the right guidance, you will have a healing. So a healing is nothing but a demonstration that you finally learned something correctly. So in that situation that's upsetting you right now, all you have to do is ask yourself, I would love to learn correctly in this situation to have a miracle. Learning is invisible, as you've noticed. And you can only know what you have learned by the results of it. You will never truly know what you know except by the results of it. So your life and your experience is the result of what you know. Your life you're living right now is the result of what you've learned, and learning is invisible. When I walk up on you, I can't see your learning, but I can definitely see the results of your learning by the way you relate to me. Learning is invisible. You can only recognize it by its results. And so when you've learned correctly, you'll know it, because at the point you've learned correctly, the answer will come and the problem will vanish. Until the problem vanishes, you have not learned correctly under the right guidance. And the once you know it's the truth, you're going to generalize it, because you're going to use what works in every situation. You're going to always use whatever works in every situation and in more and more situations. And you will recognize that you've learned that there is no order of difficulty in miracles. There is no order of difficulty in healings. There is no order of difficulty with the truth. When you start applying what you've learned to all situations, you will stop having difficulty with it when you start to apply it. You will stop having difficulty with it when you start to apply it. You will stop having difficulty with it when you start to apply it. There's no difficulty in having a right perception when I apply it to every situation. If I look at you as being a call for love, then if I look at you as being a call for love, and 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 you as being a call for love, if I see all of you as a call for love, then I am finally realizing I'm learning what I'm being taught, because I'm beginning to apply what I've been taught to everything and everybody in my life. Until I start applying what I'm reading.